Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to Junior Giant Feet. This is the radio show for children, by children, and about children. I am blessed this morning to be to have with me my Junior Giant reporters. Good morning, reporters.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And I'm so happy to have you with me on a Saturday morning. They all had active evenings last night, so for them to be up and ready to do their report this morning, I feel really blessed. I also want to say thank you to the parents for allowing them to be a part of Junior Giants and to have them prepare and make sure that they're ready when time for Junior Giants comes. I appreciate their effort. This takes it's a sacrifice, but I believe God is going to bless them for the sacrifice. This morning we are going to be talking about Bible characters. I realized last night was Halloween, so I thought that it would be interesting. I asked God to give me characters for each of the Junior Giants that are on this morning, and he gave me specific ones, and so I've given them the assignment to tell us about that particular character in the Bible. And when I say character, I don't mean it like it's fictitious, because we recognize that these are real people that God used. And I want the young people to understand that just like God used these people in the Bible, he can use them. And this day and time, it's going to take the young people, because their strength is needed for us to, as the old people used to say, push the battle to the front, to continue to fight the enemy. And these are strong young people, and they are saved, and they're not ashamed to be saved, and I'm so grateful for that, and I believe that God is going to bless them for their courage. We are continuing to recruit Junior Giant reporters. They need to be between the ages of 7 and 12, and they can't be shy, because clearly they're going to have to be able to speak out and do the things that we are that these Junior Giants are doing. We're preparing for the holidays, and so we want to do something special for the holidays. And we're just looking for God to give us direction and continue to use these children. This is going on our third year of Junior Giants, and so we want to make sure that we are continuing with excellence. We are going to go on and get started this morning. Oh, I forgot to give you the contact information. Our contact information is, you can reach me by phone at 678-516-5570, or you can go on the website, and the website is juniorgiantspeaks.com. The email address is juniorgiantspeaks@yahoo.com. So either way that you want to contact us is fine, and we will make sure that your children are able to become Junior Giants. And we thank you for listening this morning and your participation. We're going to go on and get started. The character that we chose, I want to start with Jason. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
Actually, pretty good.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. That's good. What character did you have?
Joshua.
Joshua, okay. Now, after you give your report, I want you to just go on. Are you ready to do your report?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, go right ahead.
Yes, ma'am. Just for the sake of time, I'm going to keep it short and simple. Joshua was, in my eyes, a replacement for Moses when he was a replacement for Moses, Israelites. And he was a leader of all the brave men that were in the war. And that's basically in my eyes. How am I like Joshua? Well, since Joshua stepped in for Moses after he died, I think of myself as Joshua because my brothers, my dad's gonna pass, or if he's not home and I'm home alone with them and Sierra might not be home, I feel like I'm stepping in to my brothers. And that's just as clear as I can say it.
Okay. All right. One of the things about Joshua that was before Moses ever died, did you read the part about Joshua where he and his friend Caleb, where Moses sent them to spy out the land?
No, ma'am. I'm going to have to read that one.
Okay. That was one of the things that he did that was great. And you're right, he took over after Moses and after Moses died, and that was he was afraid to at first, and then God spoke to him and said that it would be all right, that he was going to be with him and he didn't have to be afraid. And so, but before that ever happened, Joshua and Caleb were sent to spy out the land because God had promised them the land, but they were afraid, you know, they had to go see what the land
mm-hmm.
was like. And he sent out a bunch of spies,
yeah.
but it was only Joshua and Caleb that came back with a good report. And Joshua and Caleb came back with the report that God wanted them to come back with because they were not afraid. And one of the reasons I believe that God gave me, so I really want you to go back and read all about Joshua, because God gave me Joshua for you. Joshua was a courageous man. That's one of his attributes, is that he has courage, and he was not afraid to come back. And even when all the people were, you know, were afraid and didn't want him to say what needed to be said, he had the courage to go on and say it. And that was the will of God, that he report back that it was a land that they could conquer, and it was a land flowing with milk and honey, and that the grapes were so large that it took two men to carry a bushel of grapes, and he was able to see like God could see. And so that was one of the attributes of Joshua was his courage. So I do want you to go back and really research him, because that was the character God gave me for you, okay?
Okay, and the Holy Land full of milk and honey, would that be Palestine?
No, that was they were going to Canaan land. It was the promised land that they were trying to conquer. And there's a story in the Bible that talks about how Joshua and the children of Israel marched around the wall of Jericho. And they walked in every day, you know, to bring down that wall. And on the seventh day, by the power of God and by them crying out, the wall came down. And so I really want you to research that, and then you're going to have to come and tell me about him, okay?
Okay.
Tell me the new things that you've learned, all right?
Okay.
And
wait,
there's
right
so many
now?
Aspects. No, not now. I'm just saying in the future, okay?
Okay.
All right. We're going to keep going, and I want to keep going with our characters this morning. Good morning, Miss Almeida.
Good morning.
How are you?
Fine, how are you?
I'm good. How was your week?
My week was good.
Okay. Why was it good?
Well, we didn't really do that much. Because Wednesday I had testing.
Oh, you had testing this week?
Uh-huh.
Okay. All right, are you ready with your report?
Yes.
Go right ahead.
Okay. Greetings to all you online and radio land. My name is Almeida Salsa. Today I'm talking about Deborah. She was a prophetess. And she was a judge of Israel. Her story is told in Judges 4 and 5. When the children of Israel had done evil and the Lord allowed them to be captive to Jabin, the king of Canaan, the Lord spoke to her and gave her instructions to give to Barak, a warrior. Barak said he would go only to war if she went with him and his men. She agreed to go with him, and the children of Israel were victorious. Deborah was brave, strong, and a good, and had a good relationship with God. I'm like Deborah because sometimes I'm good. I am a good judge of character. I consider myself to be brave, and I strive to have a strong relationship with God. This year, Junior Giant Almeida Sasa, thanks for listening.
Okay, Junior Giant Almeida Southall, tell me, why do you think she wasn't afraid? Because that took a lot of courage. First of all, she was the first woman judge of Israel. They had never had a woman judge them before. And so, but why do you think she wasn't afraid?
I think she wasn't afraid because it said that she had a good relationship with God, and because she had a good relationship with God, God told her to go with him also, and because he told him to go, her to go with him, I think that she wasn't afraid to go because she knew that God was with her.
Okay. And that's absolutely true. She knew that God is with her, and so she wasn't afraid. And that's what you have to do, Almeida. You're a very, very strong young woman, and I believe that's why God gave you me, Deborah, for you, because she had to. You're in a house full of brothers. How many brothers do you have?
Four.
You have four brothers, and you're the only girl, right?
Yes.
So that means that you have to have a strong personality, because you have to be able to stick up for yourself and still carry yourself like a lady. And that was the beauty of Deborah, is that she was a beautiful woman and that she could stick up for herself and still be a lady about it. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And so that's important, that you be able to still be strong. Just because you're a girl doesn't mean you have to be weak. So you're strong and you have courage. And I love the part that you're working on, continuing to have a good relationship with God, because that's what will allow you to continue to be courageous and strong. Okay, so tell me, she was a leader. How are you a leader?
I think that I'm a leader because I stand up for what's right, and if something is going on that's not supposed to be going on, I stick up for what is going on that is not supposed to be.
Okay. Is that hard sometimes?
Sometimes it is hard because sometimes you can end up getting in trouble.
Okay. Okay. But I'm glad that you have the courage to do that. And if you, you know, when it's time for you to stand up for something that's right, just ask God to go before you and to show you how to do it, and so that you won't, you know, necessarily get in trouble, but people will understand what it is that you're trying to do. Good job. Good job. And we're going to keep moving. This morning we have Mr. Junior Giant reporter Jacob. How are you this morning, Jacob?
I'm good.
Good. How was your week?
It was good.
Good. Why was it good?
Well, it was good because we didn't have to do so much work.
Okay, you're testing.
We just got to relax.
Okay, so are you in testing too?
No.
Okay, why didn't you have any work then?
Well, I did have work, but not that much on Friday because most of our teachers left early.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good. Sometimes it's good to relax. So tell me, who is your character?
My character is Elijah.
Okay, are you ready with your report?
Yes, ma'am.
Go right ahead.
Okay. Hello, everybody that's listening. This is Jacob Chapa, and I'm about to tell you about my character, Elijah. Elijah was a prophet whose work are written about in the books of 1 Kings and 2 Kings. He was a powerful man of God who performed many miracles, like in 1 Kings, he declared there would be no rain or dew into land. Second thing was, he went to a book called Kerith, where the Lord allowed him to drink and fed him ravens during famine. The third one was, a widow woman and her son were down to their last bit of meal. He asked her to make him a cake. She did so reluctantly, knowing that she was going to die from hunger. But because she obeyed Elijah and fed the man of God, her cupboards and meal were filled daily. The fourth one was, his most powerful miracle was when Elijah challenged the prophets of Baal. He said, call on your God to burn the sacrifice. They prepared sacrifices, and they prayed to their gods, but nothing happened. Elijah prepared a sacrifice, had men pour barrels of water over it. He prayed to God. God answered with fire that consumed the water and the sacrifice. Okay. How is Elijah like me? Elijah trusted God, had a relationship with God. He believed God, and he pleased God. I am like Elijah because I believe God. I trust God to provide for me and my family. I try to do things that please him. Elijah never saw death. He was taken up, raptured by God because he pleased God, and I am hoping to be raptured in the future. This is Jacob Sabah, and I am finished with my report.
Jacob, that was an excellent report. Thank you so much. And while I'm listening to you talk about these the attributes of Elijah, I really see this character in you. And so for the three of you this morning, I want you to understand that God gave me these characters. When I asked, who does Jacob need? He said, Elijah. And because, you know what, I watch you sometimes, Jacob, and I watch you with your friends. I think you're a powerful young man, and you're going to be more powerful in the future. And I think that your power isn't something that's, you know, like overwhelming. You know what I'm saying? It's not like you are a bully about it. But sometimes strength comes in quietness. You listen, and then you say what you need to say. And I've watched you with your friends at your church. And there is a strength about you, and I believe that God is going to use you, and he's going to use all three of you. If he used those people in the Bible, he's going to use you also. So I want you to be ready. And the one thing about all of these people is that they faced scary situations. You know what I mean? There were things that there's no way in the world Elijah could face the worshipers of Baal and not be afraid at first. But the way that they all got through everything was by trusting God. And so I want to encourage you all to trust God. even at your young age. Don't let anyone tell you you're too young for all that. Now is the time when God can really use you because you're young. The Bible says that he calls you young because you're strong. And he wants to be able to use you to help other young people. There are a lot of young people in trouble. And he wants to use you to help them. Because you're blessed, he wants you to be a blessing to other people. And so, Jacob, I really want you to see yourself in this character. He faced a lot of things. He faced some hard things where he had, like you said, had to go hide himself because they were trying to kill him, you know. And they were trying to kill him because he stood up for what was right. But even in that, he may have been afraid, but he trusted that God was going to provide for him and that God was going to take care of him. And that's what goes for all of you all. God is going to take care of you. You can trust him. And for you, Jason, the courage that you have, that leadership that you have, even with your brothers, is going to go beyond just your family. It's going to go into your dealings with your friends, the type of people that are going to be around you. And I need you to understand, because you guys carry God's spirit, you have to be careful of the people that are around you that want to hang out with you, okay? Because God's spirit in you attracts all kinds of people. So you be aware of the people that's being attracted to you. But you all are outstanding young people, and I just wanted to tell you that. These characters weren't, I didn't just pick these out of the blue. I really prayed and asked God which character, which child. And these are the people that he gave me. So I want you to make sure you have a good understanding of what did these characters do, what was so great about them. They were all great, and that's because, and you are all great. Okay, that's enough of me preaching at you. Okay, we're gonna have us a musical break. I guess our show is going to be a little short this morning, but we're going to have a musical break, and then we're going to come back with our question of the day. But before we do that, I want to ask the reporters, do you guys have any comments about what I said to you, about the characters that were presented today?
No.
No. No, ma'am.
Okay. Are you all willing to let God use you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that scary to you?
No.
Well, it's not necessarily scary, but I would say a lot of us, well, most people, I think everyone has experienced this, but they're afraid to stand out in that. Yeah, they're just afraid to stand out, and that's one cause that some people, you know, they're not willing to let God use them. They are willing, but they're not willing to stand out and actually let him use you. Does that make sense?
That made perfect sense, yes. And so that's the time, because sometimes it's hard to stand out and you feel like you're standing out there all by yourself, and sometimes that's difficult, but that's the person that God wants to use the most. It's the person that's willing to take a risk and trust him. And so that goes for all of you. Take a risk, and I don't want you to think that God's just going to use you for little bitty kitty things. I just don't want you to think like that, okay, because I want you to remember a Bible character for which this radio show is based on, and that's David. God used David as a little child, way back when he was, before he became the king of Israel, God was using him as a shepherd boy, and he did brave and wonderful things as a child. And so I just want you to talk to God as often as you can and ask him, how do you want to use me? And then listen, and he'll present, things will be presented to you. You'll see things that where you can step in and let your light shine. I want you to ask him to give you the courage to step in at that point, because you're so right, Jason. Sometimes you want God to use you, but you're kind of afraid to just step out there and do it. Does anybody else have anything they want to comment this morning?
No.
No.
Nothing from you, Jacob?
No.
Okay. Well, we're going to have our musical selection, and then we'll come back. Our question of the day. If you were asked to give a testimony about God, what would your testimony be? If you had to stand up in school, if you had to stand up in school and give a testimony about God, what would your testimony be? Think about that. And we are going to do one of our former musical guests. We had Miss Darlene McCoy. And we're going to do one of her selections at this time. We'll be back right after this song.
Stand accused. There's a list a mile long of all my sins, of everything that I've done wrong. I'm so ashamed. Nowhere left for me to hide. This is the day I must answer for my life. My fate is in the judge's hand. My sin he turned to me and said, I know you, I love you, I gave my life to save you. Take the place for all my sin. I stand and know. Now that I have been set free, and the tears well up as I look at that cross, 'cause it should have been me. Yeah. My fate was in the nails, God.
Giant Speaks. We're those of you who have joined us, I see we have some new listeners in. We are discussing this morning Bible characters. Many of the children all over the world or all over the United States dressed up in costumes last night of different characters. But this morning I wanted the Junior Giants to take a look at characters in the Bible. And these are characters that after prayer God gave me for each of the Junior Giants that's on the show this morning. And I want to ask by any chance, is any of our listeners, is Simeon out there? Okay, maybe he didn't make it this morning. I want them to understand that there are characters in the Bible that they are like. And so our children gave us an analysis, basically, on three characters in the Bible, and that was Joshua, Elijah, and Deborah. And so this morning we're going to go back to our question of the day. The question of the day is that if you had to stand up in school and give a testimony about God, what would your testimony be? And so one of the things, reason that I want to ask this is because the time that we're living in, it is time for us as Christians, young and older, to be ready to stand up for Christ and not be ashamed and not be afraid. And we have to know that God is with us. The world stands up for everything that they believe in, even when it's foolishness. They stand up for it, and they're proud to do so. And so I want our children to get in the habit of being willing to stand up for their God and be proud and not ashamed and not afraid, because God is going to be with them. And so I'm going to start this morning, this section off the question of the day off with Miss Almeda. Almeda, if you had to stand in school, in an assembly, and give a testimony about your God, what would your testimony be?
Well, a couple of weeks ago, my brother got seriously injured in football, and they said that there was something wrong. He had a concussion, and he couldn't play football again. But at the same time, he was eager to get back on the field. But at the same time, I'm still happy because he could have gotten something way seriously and could have been in the hospital a way longer time.
So tell me, how does God play into that? What does that have to do with God?
Well, he plays his role because he helped my brother heal fastly. And now he's able, his tests were clear, and now he's able to, like, see and talk better.
Okay. So God healed him?
Yes.
That's your testimony? Okay. Would you be nervous if you had to stand up and give that testimony?
Not really.
Okay. And I believe that. I believe you wouldn't be. Okay. We're going to go now to Jason. Jason, if you had to stand in an assembly and give it a testimony about God, what would your testimony be?
Well, first, I would start off saying God works miracles, and he has everlasting power and ever-forgiving mercy. But I know they're not just going to listen to me. Half the people in my school don't even listen to what the teacher's saying. So what do you think they're going to listen to me for? But one of my testimony is, I haven't really told, I don't think I've told anyone this, but I don't know how my brother was. This is Jeremiah, and he had gotten into, I guess my dad was taking some kind of medication, and he had kept it, he had it in the Bible case, and I guess my brother got into it, and he was overdosed, and it really scared me. I didn't think he was going to make it, but he did.
Okay, so how does God play into that?
Because the doctor couldn't do anything about it. the doctor couldn't do anything. He couldn't. The doctor couldn't give him anything. He couldn't. It was all God's grace and mercy.
Okay. All right. Now, would you be nervous if you had to stand and give that testimony?
Yeah.
Okay. And what would you do about your nervousness?
About my nervousness, I usually I'm nervous right up until, and I'm still kind of nervous during it. But I think it's usually afterwards I feel better, and I guess I gain some self confidence that I can do it again.
Okay, okay, good job. Let's go to Jacob. Jacob, if you had to stand in an assembly at school and give a testimony about your God, what would your testimony be? Hello?
Oh, yes.
Okay, go ahead, Jacob. What would your testimony be?
Well, a couple of years ago, I had pneumonia mixed with asthma, and I had to get hooked up to machines, and I had to take a lot of medicine, and I was in the hospital for a week, and now I don't have to, like, well, they used to always come and check on me at night and stuff like that to see if I was still breathing and everything. And so my testimony is now I don't have to even, like, take my inhaler and stuff like that anymore.
Oh, that's okay. And so what does God have to do with that?
Well, now, like, he healed my body so I can get out earlier instead of being in there for like a month or something, because I saw kids with the same thing and they stayed in there longer.
Okay, so you all have testimonies of where God healed you and covered you, and I like one of the words that phrases that Jason used was God's grace and mercy. Okay, have you all seen that movie, God Is Not Dead?
No.
No, ma'am.
Okay, this is a movie we must see. Okay, that must be why I bought it. At some point, we need to get together and watch this movie, because it's about a young man who has to defend the fact that God is alive, and he's in college, and his professor wants him to say God is dead. And so I just want you guys, it just is very encouraging. And so I want you guys to take a look at this movie, and we'll discuss that at our luncheon.
Okay.
You all, does someone want to say something?
No.
Okay. you all did a wonderful job this morning. And
thank you.
I want you to remember the characters that you had to look up. I want you to get an understanding about what it took to be them. It took courage, and it took a desire for them to want God to use them, and then a willingness to let him use them, even though the situations that they were all in were very serious. All of them faced serious circumstances, but they were still willing to allow God to use them. They were not afraid, and they did not back down. And I want you all to understand that God is always, 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 when, always, going to be with you, always. And that you never have to be afraid, because God is going to be with you. And the Bible lets us know that he gives us angels. The Bible uses the term encamped. And what that basically means is you have angels all around you to protect you and to keep you. The Bible tells us that no weapon that's formed against us is going to prosper. So you need to understand that God has your protection, and things may happen, but they're not going to take you out, because God is with you. And does that mean you put yourself in foolish situations? No. About when you're going about your daily life, you have to know that God is with you. He's looking out for you. He's protecting you. Why? Because he loves you so dearly. And you all did an excellent job, and I want you to let the spirit of these characters shine out in you while you let the spirit of God shine out in you. be courageous. Stand up for God and stand strong in what you know and what you believe in. And if there are no further comments this morning, do I have any further comments?
No.
Okay. I want to thank all our listeners. We have some new, looks like new listeners this morning. I want to thank you for tuning in. I want to thank parents once again for allowing me to have the opportunity to work with these young people. These are outstanding young people. They are going to be, continue to be outstanding wherever they go. And I thank you for this opportunity with them. For those of you who are listening, if you would like your children to be a part of Junior Giant Speak, you can contact me at 678-516-5570, or you can go to our website, juniorgiantspeak.com, or you can send me an email at juniorgiantspeak@yahoo.com. Either way, if you want to contact me, we would be more than happy to talk with you. The children need to be between the ages of 7 and 12. Our show is on twice monthly, on the first and the third Saturday. And we look forward to hearing from you. Now, young people, you guys have a great week, okay?
Okay, you too.
You too.
You too.
All right. And we'll talk very soon. And I'll see you at lunch. Okay, have a great week. We're going to go back out with one of our other musical guests, Jazzy Boy.
Okay,
and
maybe.
Be blessed.
David dance, picture this romance, milk and honey's the land. I give him all I am, he is the great I am. No need for another friend. Oh, if they mistreat him, I'll take him like Obed Edom. Some answer what's the reason, Philistines on him beating, to the point I was weakened. But that's what I believe in, no need for nothing vegan. Oh, I mean pagan, we should hold him in presidency like Carter and Reagan. Dancing to the beat of his drum, obeying the cadence. Can't fall to the snares and the plans that's coming from Satan. Promises coming back, he's waiting on some, be patient. If you're one of the ones he's waiting on, why are you waiting? He's buried to the backslider, so why are you faking? I once was on that train of hell, but I let my spot get taken. Don't worry, I'm still going somewhere, heaven's population. That motion's sustained right there, no more litigation. I'm absent, a fraction is all I'm making, in need of that good virtue that comes with having patience. A faithful faith that's rooted in you and becomes true by what I do. And you know we can't be shaken. Where I want to be, it's like a vacation where I'm off my feet, dreaming in and out of day. And even as I lay in sleep, to be in your presence, Lord, is better than any human can be. David danced out of his clothes when the ark was where it was supposed to be. The only thing left on him was a linen ephod. Please, God, forgive us how we are or can be. Not picking up that line every time that you call me. He who stick closer than a brother, that's more than family. Jesus being the answer I learned from my nanny. Not to forget to mention that you were sweeter than candy. But you can only be known outside of carnality. So in your presence, Lord, is exactly where I want to be. I'm talking to the nation. His presence is amazing. Here's some information. Wanna be blessed in his presence? No replacing. Put some hesitation on all y'all God hating. It's because of his presence I have joy. It ain't no taking. I tried it with just me. Ended up on bended knee. Found out in his presence exactly where I wanna be. presence of the Lord in your life. You need to get up on your feet and dance.
That was Jazzy Boy with In Your Presence. We thank you for listening this morning, and we will be back with you on the third Saturday of November. And remember, if you want your children to be a part of Junior Giant Speaks, please contact me. You can call me direct at 678-516-5570. You can go on our website at juniorgiantspeak.com, or you can hit us up with an email. JuniorGiantSpeak@yahoo.com. We thank you, and I thank all my reporters. We pray for our children, that God will continue to cover them with his blood. You be blessed. Bye-bye.